770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Listen, we are going to continue to unpack this thing about the president's speech yesterday. And I got to say, you know, Charlene just texted me and reminded me, there's a story out there that the White House is itself exempt from COVID-19 vaccinations. And I find that to be a bit unusual, but I'm going online and there's mixed reports now. And then on top of that, there's a story that came out in is this the Washington Post? Well, okay, I take it with a huge grain of salt then. The Washington Post is reporting that federal workers getting the vaccination was exempting postal workers, but that they came back later and apparently are saying, no, that's not true. I wait to see how that's going to play out because they are not truly executive office employees, but they are federal. But the bottom line is this. The fact is, this shouldn't be happening. And I tell you what, Copper, go ahead and get clip four ready. We're going to do something here. It was hard to watch that speech. I mean, it was just, God almighty, it was just hard. But we're going to play parts of it, and I think you just need to hear. I will say this. Even some of those who are extremely pro-vaccine, and I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not. I am anti-mandate. I am anti the idea of government getting so into your business that they can determine whether you're allowed to have a job or not. I'm so against the idea of government just literally deciding who the winners and losers are, and government doing things that make no sense in terms of hypocrisy, like allowing the southern border to be run over right now with live cases of COVID coming across the border and then taking them and putting them all over God's green earth. But yet nothing down there. They're just doing the best they can right now, I guess. But the rest of us hardworking taxpaying citizens, we get to deal with mandates. Well, it does start with freedom. It has to start with freedom. You have to look at liberty. You have to examine things from a constitutional perspective. You have to examine, okay, have I done this decision-making process with freedom and liberty being my starting point? Well, President Biden doesn't. In fact, he says so himself. Copper, go ahead and play clip four.
We need to do more. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week.
That's amazing to me. So the President of the United States literally says it does not involve freedom. It does not. He's the president. I'm the president. It doesn't have to be freedom. Don't you know? I'm the president. At least my handlers tell me I am. Well, folks, the divider-in-chief has really, really taken it up a notch. When we come back, I got some more clips you're going to hear. But we also got some responses you're going to want to know about, to include our own Governor Kay Ivey, who came out just in the last hour and really laid it on hard. All right, folks, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, if you find yourself driving outside of the kind of broad range of the AM-FM capability of WVNN, I mean, that's pretty broad. That means you're pretty much out of North Alabama or South Tennessee. Listen, you can hear us anywhere you are. just go to rightsideradio.org. That's our website, rightsideradio.org, and click listen live. And wherever you is, there we is. So, I mean, we got folks listening all over the place, multiple states, Virginia, Indiana. Oh, where else we got? Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia. I'm just saying, folks, we got a Texas. We got a broad audience. And I'm enjoying that, too, very much. It's an honor to have this platform. It really is. I appreciate the opportunity to come on here and to give you stuff that I hope will, you know, always empower you, enlighten you, encourage you, and hopefully entertain you in the process. Don't ever want to be boring. News can be boring, but when you realize how much it impacts your personal life, hopefully it becomes unboring real quick. So, listen, I was talking about this whole situation with the vaccine mandates right before we went to the break. And I'm telling you, folks, it has to, these decisions, they have to start from the standpoint of freedom and liberty. You have to start from that. If they don't, it means they are not considering you in the process. Literally, not considering you in the process. And so some of the things that are coming out of the president's mouth, I have to question. Like, for instance, my buddy Bobby just sent me something. Bobby's very involved with a company that does drug testing and screening for COVID and COVID testing. And so literally he just sent me something. He said, here's one for you. No COVID test has been approved by the FDA for screening, which is what President Biden is calling for if you don't get the shot. So that means it would have to come out of your pocket due to insurance not covering it for unapproved use. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. So, you know, I saw yesterday that President Biden, part of his plan is he is partnering with several major corporations like, I'm trying to think who they were right now. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe one of them was like Walmart and some others to be distributors of the COVID testing kits at cost. And now that I see Bobby's text, it just reminds me, at cost. That means there's a cost. So the government is about to do what's called an unfunded mandate. They're about to literally say, you will do this thing and it will cost you money. We're not going to fund it. You are. But you will do this thing. Let's call it an unfunded mandate. And if that's the case, and I'm going to investigate that a little more, but if that's the case, y'all, that's a big hairy deal. That's not only the government getting in your business, that's the government getting in your wallet. And so just understand, I think that just added a whole new, you know, part to this that I had not considered yet. But I had considered it partly in terms of the businesses, because the businesses are being told you will provide paid time off. Paid time off for your employees to go and get testing or to recover from the shot. I'm sorry, not testing, but shots, and to recover from the shot if it makes them ill, which it very well could. I can just tell you it very well can. And folks, there's a lot of side effects of the shot. Some people get the shot and it's like, no big deal. Time to go mow the grass. Others get the shot and it knocks them down for several days. So who's going to pay for that paid time off? Who funds the paycheck for the people that are typically being paid based on productivity? Yep. I don't know yet. Are we going to have another one of those giant spending sprees where the money just comes flowing out of Washington, D.C., the printing presses are going extra overtime to print money? I don't know. We'll see. Or they're just going to say, hey, businesses, good luck with that. Oh, you have 1,000 employees? Wow. That's a lot of people. Good luck with buying all those testing kits. And with keeping things running when all these people are taking off to go get their shots and you can't get the shift up and moving and then the logistics runs out and then whatever. Folks, I don't think they think these things through. That's why I really believe that for all the reasons I cited in my opening monologue, I gave you a 7-point rebuttal. I think for all those reasons, you're going to wind up seeing this thing pretty much getting shut down. I feel like if it hasn't already happened, that by Monday, we're going to see lawsuits being filed. And that some federal judge somewhere is going to say, no, and here's why. And they're going to shut it down. Then the appeals process starts. Then it moves forward. And then we find out whether SCOTUS will take it up or not. People, there's a whole lot more to this. So take heart is what I'm saying, first of all. Take heart. This is not going to happen overnight. It's still awful that he's talking about doing it, but it is not going to happen overnight. The question is whether he'll really get there or not, too, because one of the things that you've got right now is the fact that we do have states' rights. And that is not a small thing. States' rights is not like some white supremacist mantra from the Civil War. No, states' rights is part of our U.S. Constitution. We have a 10th Amendment. States have a sovereign right to take care of their citizens. But President Biden doesn't seem to understand federalism. Copper, I tell you what, get clip six ready. Give me the high sign when you're ready for it. But clip six literally is him saying that he does not believe that state leadership should have any say in this. Go ahead and play clip six, Cop.
The governor's like you.
There are elected officials actively working to undermine the fight against COVID-19. These pandemic politics, as I refer to, are making people sick, causing unvaccinated people to die. If these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
What does that even mean? If these governors, did you hear that? If these duly elected governors of the various states won't get out of the way, I'll use my powers as president to get them out of the way? What just happened? What does that mean, sir? I mean, are we looking at posse comitatus here, where U.S. troops are then sent to the various states to inform the governors that martial law is being declared? That sounds pretty extreme. It does. It has happened. But listen, that's not going to fly. And the very idea that the president of the United States can sit up there in Washington, D.C. and announce that the elected officials of the various states have no say as long as he's president is antithetical not just to common sense, it's antithetical to who we are as a people. This is not who we are. It is not. This is not what our nation was founded on. It is not. This is not what our Constitution stands for. So I'm just telling you. We have got to see this thing through. And the fight has just begun, all right? And listen, I'm going to play a clip for you, and I want you to hear something that's being said. Let's see. Copper, I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can find which one do I like best. I've got some great quotes here. Let's go to that's a long one. Let's go to clip seven, and you tell me when you're ready. Clip seven is literally Governor Ricketts of Nebraska responding to the idea that this is happening and he's not allowed to say something about it? How about no? So what we're going to see is more and more governors like our own, Governor Kay Ivey, saying no. In fact, I'll tell you this right now while Copper's getting that clip ready. So Governor Kay Ivey yesterday issued a statement how she did not appreciate the idea of mandates and would resist it. Today she went one step further and she just literally said, bring it on. It, meaning that she is ready for the fight. I don't usually see her literally bow up like that. I know it's an election year, but at the same time, I think she's legit on this. I think she is. I think she is saying, you know what? Bring it on. Because Alabama and our Attorney General, Steve Marshall, will very likely be in whatever suit is involved with other states like Nebraska and Mississippi and Texas and others and South Dakota who have already said ain't going to happen. Not on our watch. You got that clip ready, Copper? Go ahead and play that.
Ricketts, your response.
Yeah, that is just absolutely outrageous. You know, Tate was exactly right. It's the president's forgotten we live in America. He thinks we live in the Soviet Union. And the hypocrisy of this is just unbelievable. We have weekly phone calls with the governors, the White House staff. The president has never once been on any of those. And yet he's got the gall to tell us that we're not fighting the pandemic. I will tell you, here in Nebraska, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, we have the third lowest fatality rate among people who have gotten the coronavirus. And yet the president is going to use the coercive powers of the federal government to tell us how to do this. It is just unbelievable. And I can tell you, Nebraska will push back, fight back with any tool we can find against this huge and stunning overreach of federal power.
There you go. That's Governor Ricketts of Nebraska. Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi said some other things very similar in scope. And so, folks, I'm just telling you, we've got some pushback. Copper, have I got a caller on the line right now? I think I see one. I can't see the screen right now. If you could clear that for me, I can see it. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's tell you what. Let's go ahead and take Mark from Madison just for a second here. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams from Right Side Radio. Thanks for calling in. What you got, man?
Appreciate it. Love your show. And you know, one thing that I sit back and I'm just baffled at, and I've had so much fun with a lot of my liberal friends because I caught so much heat during the Trump time when Trump would say things. And sometimes Trump would say things that were you know, I would say that was a little off the mark and maybe a little outrageous at times. But, I mean, I've been going back now with stuff, and today I've had more fun at my job going and saying, so if Donald Trump would have said he was going to use his powers to take over these governors, are you telling me you wouldn't lose your mind? And they've all been like, you're right. Yeah, we would. And I said, there's no difference. This is awful. And, you know, and I'm concerned, you know, I've got a 15-year-old and I've got a 12-year-old. And, you know, I grew up, I'm 46. And the news, when I was growing up, I trusted them. And I saw something the other day where they said the last time I trusted the news, they were playing with Huey Lewis.
Wow. I mean, Mark, you are so on point, man. And you're right. Liberals' heads would be spinning right now if the angry orange man who had mean tweets had ever said something like what was said at the microphone yesterday. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience. You sound like a right side ruffian, and I'm glad you're in the audience. All right, I got one more, and I got time before I go to that short break. So let me see what Dan from Madison's got. Dan from Madison on line three. Hey, Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. Dan, what you got?
Oh, I'm a roughie, all right.
All right, man.
I'm about as rough as you're going to see. And I'm going to tell you right now, how dare you? How dare you? Get out of the way. I tell you what, why don't you go away, okay? Just get in your luxury airliners and let your son fly, which, you know, he's already high anyway. You know, and you know what? This is enough. You know, and people that voted for this, look what you did. I'm blaming you. You're listening to this radio, and if you voted for them, shame on you. This is what you get. So you know what? You better wake up, splash a little water on your face, and next time you go vote, vote for freedom. And you know where you know how to do that. It's a lever, okay, and it's called Republican.
That's good call, Dan. Hey, thanks, man. We appreciate you being – and you're definitely a right-side ruffian. But I think your point is well taken. I was thinking about this morning. At some point, I've got this Twitter thread that I'm going to do where I'm going to take every one of these public policy issues from the Biden administration and I'm going to say, hey, all of you never Trump Republicans, you own this, every bit of this. And you do. If you're out there right now and you're a so-called Republican who just could not vote for the man who just did not have the decorum that you wanted in the White House, well, guess what you got? You got this and you own it and you helped bring it about. Well, folks, listen, we're going to go to that short break we usually do right about now. And I'm going to tell you, we got plenty more to unpack here. I ain't even touched all the paper I've got, Copper. I mean, I'm like covered up. But we're going to get through some of this. And I got some more quotes you're going to want to hear, some clips. The divider in chief, what did Greg Gutfeld say about that? And Jesse Waters, Biden treats the Taliban better than Americans? That's interesting. All right, folks, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. Otter Creek Farm, what a cool place. I love going out there. This would probably be a great weekend to be out there right now, as a matter of fact. But I go out there quite often, and my friends Frank and Jane own and run Otter Creek Farm, and it is an amazing venue. It's one of the top wing shooting destinations in the entire Southeast United States. They've been featured in Garden and Gun magazine. They've got hundreds of manicured acres. You can hunt pheasant and quail. They got the guides, the guns, the dogs. Literally, what a great place. But you can also, I mean, it's such a beautiful place that it's actually a wedding destination. And there's also a beautiful, beautiful dining facility there with a culinary staff that'll blow your mind. When I say culinary staff, they're chefs. They're not just cooks. And they have a dinner series going on Sunday, on Thursday nights, actually. And I took Charlene out to dinner not there long ago. Listen, I'm just telling you, It is so cool. It is so worth checking out. Check out their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com, OtterCreekFarmstead.com, and you'll see why it's so good that Donald Trump Jr. came and stayed there not long ago. Yep, you heard that right. All right, folks, listen, we're talking about this COVID vaccine mandate from President Biden. Later in the show, I want to start talking about 9/11, and I want to switch gears on us. But for right now, we got to keep talking about this because I want to make sure you hear from me. I do not believe he's going to be able to get away with this, at least no time soon. So several things are in his way right now. Number one, there's this thing called the Constitution. And number two, there are any number of states like ours, Alabama, that are very likely to file suit on this and keep this thing locked up as long as possible. And then soon thereafter, and by the way, don't think it's not far away, because a year goes by fast in politics. Well, 2022 is right around the corner. And in 2022, we have the midterm elections. I'm just telling you, he's going to have a hard time with anything on his agenda. The things he is doing right now, in my opinion, have got to be setting some of his more unsteady Democrat votes. They've got to be rocking their world right now. Progressives are loving it. Big government progressives, they love this. Government should do everything. You should all sit in your places. We'll tell you what to wear and when to be and what to do. No. But those so-called moderate Democrats, or for that matter, those Democrats who are up for hard elections and they don't want to have to deal with this back in their districts, they're hating this right now. And with 2022 right around the corner, the campaign season is already underway in some place. You know it is right here. I mean, look at it. We got a very viable race going on right now for the U.S. Senate. So all said and done, he's going to have a hard row to hoe getting this passed. But think about what he's doing, by the way. You know, I said earlier, this has got to be something that starts. When you make a decision like this, you've got to start from the standpoint of freedom. Like make sure your decisions are based on that and they move out from there. As you look at it, is he doing that? And I would say no. And he talked about the fact that my job is to protect the American people. And yet what he's doing is like what Fox is calling right now on its website, the bully's pulpit. Not the bully pulpit, but the bully's pulpit. And so folks, well, I tell you what, go ahead and get clip one ready. Let's find clip one. You give me that thumbs up when you're ready. But oh, the thumb is up. I tell you what, Jesse Waters had something to say about that. Go ahead and play clip one.
It'd be mandatory.
Now Joe Biden's threatening the unvaccinated more than he's threatening the Taliban. It's the same exact story that we saw with the CDC's eviction moratorium. First, Joe Biden said he wouldn't do it. Then he did it anyway. So there's no legal justification at all. But listen carefully to Joe Biden's scientific justification. Tonight, Joe Biden appeared to admit that the COVID vaccines aren't very effective.
Go ahead and stop there. The first part of that was really the most important for me. I mean, what an analogy that he is treating the Taliban better than he's treating unvaccinated Americans. That's a amazing point. It's also awful to think about when you realize that he's doing everything he can to be deferential to people who are terrorists, and yet he is standing up there using every bit of authority he could try to imagine that he has and claim that he has the right to impact your jobs, to take away your freedoms, to mandate you pay monies for things you don't want to pay monies for. What in God's name? And folks, not on my watch, not on my watch. And I hope you're saying the same thing. That's what it's going to take. All right, folks, listen. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN and live online at rightsideradio.org. It's Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.